Sur Saddam Harbour. Harbours are as important to islanders as roads and streets are to mainlanders. In Hiiumaa's shallow waters, harbour locations depend on the sea depth, ensuring a safe approach to the shore. The historical German name for the harbour is Tiefenhafen, meaning deep harbour, and there are few harbour sites in Hiiumaa which are suitable. The harbour has been used for fishing, shipbuilding and transporting goods for over 400 years, and there was a lime kiln near the harbour. As early as 1638, an official customs post was established in the harbour, then considered a border crossing point for international freight. The shipbuilders of this harbour were famous all over the Baltic Sea region. The Estonian name, Sur Saddam, has lent its name to the entire peninsula. The harbour is located on the northern coast of Hiiumaa, in the village of Sur Saddam. It may sound funny, but these two names should not be mixed up, as it is frowned upon by the locals. Despite Sur Saddam being some distance from the capital, Kardla, it served as Hiiumaa's primary sea gateway for over 300 years. Sur Saddam's significance waned in the 19th century when a city harbour was built in Kardla to transport goods from the Kardla broadcloth factory. The service of the mainland connection of Hiiumaa was gradually taken over by the harbour of Heltamaa, where ferries from Rohukula still dock. Boats and smaller vessels from local residents and businesses use the Sur Saddam harbour on a daily basis. The harbour accommodates fishing, cargo and work vessels up to 500 tons, and, subject to the harbour master's approval, a suitable berth may also be found for visitors' yachts.